Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello again. We are in our, we're moving into our sixth hour today. We started at 7 a.m. Mountain Time. It's noon. And then we'll have a slight break before we're back on at 2 Mountain Time. So we are back. It is the One Heart, One Earth Global Awakening event for November 2020. Our theme is Remember Who You Are. And it's all about awakenings, which is more important now than ever with the energy of the day and the energy of the week. If you have not yet registered, you can at oneheartoneearth.net. That's oneheartoneearth.net. It's free to register. It's free to participate. There are 34 pre-recorded presentations and 62 hours of live shows. So we have almost 100 hours of content. So if you're stressed about the election results, if you're stressed about lockdowns, if you're across the pond, if you're stressed about anything, don't be stressed. Just come on in to our little world that we're in here. This is our sacred circle. And we are so blessed to be here with Leslie Black. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Hello. Excited to be here with you all.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you. Just welcome in. And I guess for everybody who's listening, I'm Lisa Gunshore. I haven't really said that because I assume you know, but and I am your host for this event and for Buddhist Biohacker. So Leslie, I am so thrilled to have you. I just recently connected with you and I just really love your energy and the work that you're doing. And I think a great place to start is just to start with you sharing who you are for everyone in the community.
Who am I?
Yeah.
First of all, in terms of the election, I want to say I live in Canada, but just below, like I'm in Victoria. So we hang below the 49th parallel. So yeah. It's very much in our space. But I'm coming from Victoria, BC in Canada. So I am, I am a being of light here who chose to come here in this very dense time. I'm somebody who really has, even as a child, always seen the light and divinity as being more real than the heavy 3D stuff. Like I always found it was hard for me to understand. And so when I think of this kind of event, like this is what's real, that what we're talking about. So I've been for 2.5, almost 3 decades, had a private practice as an energy healer and a transformational coach, work with people both distance and in person. And I really see that at the core of it as that the light, the divine light comes through my heart. So I call my handle, my website, my practice, everything I do, I call it Heart Awakening. Because to me, that's what we're here for. That's what I'm to help facilitate is everybody's heart awakening, because that helps us to move out of this place of separation from source. And that I see it as being light that's in our heart. So for me, everything comes down to the heart and light.
So beautiful.
So, and I've also just been part of a book. I should just mention that because I promised I would. It's a co-authored book of 14 of us. It's just been on pre-sales release and we hit international bestseller status on pre-sales. Yeah. So it's still available. So it's yourtruepowerbook.com is how you can order it. It's $1. And if you buy it in pre-sales, there's bonuses. And I have a bonus in there as well that's called Befriending Your Body. So there's a little plug to get it in the beginning because I'll probably forget when we get into the beginning. But it's a really amazing, all of us are sharing are stories of transformation, like from hitting bottom. And we talk not just storytelling, but each of us tells our process. So it's to be an inspiration and to help people have hope and see guideposts and ways of doing that. And we're all quite different and we live in different countries. There's three people in Australia, there's people all over the US, and I'm here. And anyhow, it's a gift to the world is what we're doing. It's not about making money, but we're hoping to get it out there really far. So your true power book.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I'd love to hear, like, what are your thoughts on awakening? Here we are in the awakening. We're in the Great Awakening. We're in the awakening event. And you just mentioned a book. You're sharing your stories of awakening. Like, what do you want to share about awakening today?
What I feel called to talk about is that often we're focusing on the spiritual aspect of awakening. And it's really clear to me that part of what I'm to talk about is that we chose to come in bodies. Otherwise, we'd be out there. We'd be in the angelic realm and the multidimensional realms. But we chose to come on Earth in these physical bodies that seem to be 3D, which they may be stuck in 3D. So as we're moving into what I would call fifth dimension, which is the place of, you know, justice and kindness and oneness and being interconnected and love as the essence, sometimes our bodies go along with us and sometimes they get stuck. And I see the places where we most get stuck as trapped light.
Mm.
So that's what I want to spend some time. I feel led to do some facilitation around that with you all. So I'd say a bit about light. Light for when I was a child, the way I understood God, love, was the light of the sun, the warmth and light of the sun. Like as a child and as a teenager, I didn't necessarily get that in my family, that sense of being loved and cared for, but I did when the sun, and I always saw it as being divinity. You know, maybe I was Egyptian in the past, you know, but it was like that light and the warmth. And and it was just always so soothing for, I think, because my body could feel it as well. And so for me, that was God. And, you know, we talk about seeing the light in somebody's eyes, you know, the light of their soul. So light is like a favorite image for me about divinity and therefore as part of awakening. And everywhere it's used in spiritual practices and religions as like a symbol, right? You've got candles, you've got sacred fires, you've got special lamps and lanterns, whether they're oil lamps or candle lamps or throughout time. So it's like something shared, right, that we have, and it's like in everything. Even in the, like I said, the densest places of us, you know, maybe we have congestive heart or we have, you know, arthritis, like the light is in there. It's just stuck. It's trapped. So that's kind of the image that I wanted to share. And I would like to tell a story about one of my big awakenings that's about that. Okay. I think that's what you're wanting to hear. Some story.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear your story of awakening. So, I don't know if you know this, Leslie, because we just met, but I made a whole documentary about stories of awakening.
And
So I love hearing stories.
And I've certainly had more than one, but this is kind of an epic one that launched me into, it's like when I feel like I received the mantle of being a healer. I would see it as I get different mantles. And so that was the mantle. So it was about 26 years ago. And I had just had second child. So I had a toddler and a new baby. And it was we had just moved to this new city. And it was the first time I'd kind of been somewhere where I didn't have my career. I didn't have a career or I wasn't in school. I didn't have much of a community. And my beloved partner was diagnosed with cancer. And this was back in 1993. I only knew like two people that had cancer then. It was quite a shock. Inside me, I felt he was dying and I was going to be, my worst nightmare was to be left alone with two babies and no job. Oh, and we had just bought a house, but we didn't take out mortgage insurance because couldn't afford it. So I was like, oh my gosh, like everything in my world has just suddenly collapsed. To me, he was dying. And he was he's my beloved, you know. I expected him to be around for a long time. He talked me into having children that he would be there for me, you know, as a co-parent. So I saw myself as a tree that had been struck by lightning. And you know how, like, if you've seen a tree that's still alive, but it's black inside, like the core of it, that's how I felt and saw myself. And I had to keep going because I was breastfeeding, a new baby, had a toddler, he was sick. I had, like, somebody had to do everything, and I had no energy. I was just so exhausted. And a bunch of things happened. I ended up finding myself in a energy healing class. It was actually an introduction class to healing touch. And it was over a week, like 5 days. And in that class, I went in there to figure out how to help save my husband. That was my thinking then, you know? And, I walked in one day and realized that I was so pissed at God. Like, I was furious, angry, like, how, it, you know, so this dualistic God, I was mad at God outside of me for doing this to me. And in the class, I ended up discovering with the help of the teacher that I had put a barrier between me and the divine. Like, I was so mad. I was like, ah. And so during the class, I released that. And when I released that, the next day, we were doing a process that was called, we were told it was very sacred. And I was very excited. And I said, I'm going for full dose here. Like, I realized that it was me I was there for at that point, not just my family. And so, you know, I actually went to the bathroom so that I wouldn't be picking my partners. It was beginner class. We were working in threes and came out to see who was left over, because it would be clear that, you know, God Doris had chosen the people. And I said, I'm going first. And I took off everything that was constrictive, you know, like glasses and belts and shoes, laid on the table. And as soon as I laid down with these beginner students, you know, who were going to go through a process to learn, practice this new thing that we were just learning, I felt my heart pound, 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 pound. And I looked up and I saw this massive beam of light, like massive, pouring from through the ceiling, like with my eyes open, I saw it, and into my heart. And I went, there we go. And I just let go and let go and let go. And it kept pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring for like a long time. I didn't have a sense of time. And I could vaguely hear them saying, like, what do I do? What do I do to the teacher? And she said, just keep going. And she later told me that she had seen like a massive being of light at my head. And it was like sending light through everybody in the whole room. After the beam started settling down, it kind of did like a supercharge through my whole body that lasted for 10 minutes. Oh, actually, it lasted for hours at a slower, but like my teeth were chattering, my eyeballs were buzzing, my bones, like every part of me, it was nothing subtle about it. And I was not burned out anymore. I was not exhausted anymore. I was able to like help my baby sleep and my toddler ground and to help my husband to heal completely. Like, it was just like, it was like everything opened. The next day we had a drop-in clinic and I was a healer, and like, I didn't even know what I was doing. Like, so it's like that was awakened to who I really was. Like when you say, remember who we are, it was like, whoa, okay. But I didn't have like a context for it. So that was really why I focus so much now on the heart and awakening through the heart, and very much this beam of light. And I've had many other experiences like that of beams of light. That was the most dramatic, but other kinds of light. So I feel like that's it was my initiation into bringing more light here, that form of divinity.
That's such a beautiful story. And, you know, what do you want to say to people? Because here's the thing. This is what happens every time. This is our fourth event this year. And on the last three events, we had several people have massive awakenings and Shaktipat and just incredible experiences during the awakening. And of course, yeah. And so there's a lot of you guys watching who are going to go through this if you're not already or haven't in the past. So Leslie, I'm curious, like, what do you want to say to everyone who may have just gone through some kind of powerful shift like that, or in the midst of their own awakening, or even wondering what the awakening looks like for them, because everyone, it's different, you know, it's a different experience.
It is. And for some people there's drama, and for a lot of people, it's a gradual process. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know I've heard people who get like actually angry at people who have dramatic experiences. I mean, I've had some people be envious of me because I had that experience. I was like, I mean, I hit bottom, and totally surrendered. Like for me, it was very much about surrendering that allowed it. But I also have come to see it, like when I reflect back on, because it, you know, it's 26 years ago. I understand now that I came here as a being at that vibration. And it was just my human remembering that. Mm. And I've even come to see that the being of light that was there was actually, I was told by a psychic once that it was a future life experience. Mm. And so now I've come to understand that that actually was my divine essence. And yes, it was angelic. So it's like, we can't make it happen as a human or even know what it's going to look like, because it's based on who we are. And we're all here from all kinds of energies and places and realms. There's a little metaphor that I'm finding speaks to me a lot. I brought this little dragonfly here on my
plant. I love it.
And it's about dragonflies. I love to kayak. And so dragonflies are really, really active in some of the lakes and places where I kayak. And there's a image that keeps speaking to me. You know, the lotus flower is used as an image of awakening, coming from the mud and the flower into the light. That's very big in Hinduism. And the chakras are connected to lotus images and stuff like that. Which this is the heart chakra, by the way.
Beautiful. I can feel it through the screen.
So I've been playing with this image a lot about the little bugs that live at the bottom of a pond or a lake or a stream. And they're there, you know, scurrying around. They're in a community. They probably have some kind of communal consciousness together. And they're scurrying around in the mud. And then suddenly, one day, one of them, you know, and then others eventually, but one of them suddenly has this urge to start climbing up the stalk of the pond lily, the lotus flower, whatever it is. And it starts, why? I don't know. Like maybe they have a sense that there's something up there, but it's kind of dark and murky at the bottom. And this little bug starts climbing up, and it's some kind of essence of inside it that is leading it. So this is a metaphor, of course. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it breaks through the surface, and it is a breaking through the surface of the water. And then it plops, lands on the lily pad. So I kind of sense like then the little bug falls asleep, because that was exhausting. And it's like, there's all this light there and it's kind of overwhelming and there's air and it's like a whole different environment. So what does it do? It kind of falls asleep like, oh, I need a break. Time out. And then when it wakes up, its body is different. It has like four wings and it's shiny and it looks totally different than this little bug. And it's in all this light. And then it starts, you know, as its wings dry out, it realizes it can fly. And then it looks down and, well, I can see the other bugs down there. But it tries to go back and it can't go back, because it's become who it was meant to become. It's become its full self. It's remembered who it truly is. And it's by resting in the light that its body transforms and it becomes what it's able to be. Taking in the light. You feel that? So it's actually by resting and receiving that transformation truly fully happens and can anchor down. Now, for people, but we tend to live a little bit longer than dragonflies. So we don't have to go so fast, right? We can take even more rest time. But also, it's not usually that one-off kind of dramatic event. It's usually like many climbs up partway up the stock, right? And then resting, yeah. You know, that kind of thing. But it speaks to me that we really need to allow the light to support us, allow divinity to support us. It's not an effort. It's more like following that inner calling, following, because it's the path of who we are.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. I love dragonflies. And you want to know something interesting, Leslie, is in our community, dragonflies have come up so much in the last couple of years. Yes. So it's just so beautiful. But that was like the most, I'm like lost in your energy. If you can't tell, I'm sort of like, oh my God, so good. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I know you were talking about doing some kind of activation for us. And so I would love to hear about that. And you're welcome to share and take us through that. We could all use it this morning, I think.
Yeah. And so how does light come like to us? Well, one of the ways, you know, is nature and like the sun and all of that. And through like this kind of event, it's also like healers bring it through in all kinds of ways through, you know, a myriad of, as everybody's been sharing. For me, it's always like through the heart and then through my hands, my eyes, my presence, you know, that it's just pours. Like I don't control it. I just allow it. And one of the ways that opened to me, it actually started when I was 14, was language, light language. I didn't know what it was when it happened when I was 14. I was at an event and I was told if I wanted a gift, you know, to be blessed by the Holy Spirit, to come forward. And I did that and all this, these sounds came out of me and I loved it by myself. I'd kind of go in my little closet, literally. Somebody must've told me about hiding in the closet. And I literally would go in the closet when I was 14 and say all these things would come out of me, all these sounds. And I would feel so good. And it was like, oh, this is like the sun warmth. It's love too. But I couldn't tell people because everywhere I heard about it, it was connected to really narrow, limiting belief systems, you know, with all these rules and it just made me cringe. So I shut it down. So decades later, I was at an event where there was, it was a spiritual event. It was a transformational coaching event and somebody was really stuck and I started feeling like a pressure cooker, you know, and something was trying to explode out of me and I was trying to hold it down and all of a sudden it just bursts out of me. And, it hasn't stopped.
You can tell.
I came to learn then that was light language. And it's like, that light language comes from what I've been told to say is from source. And it's for another way of transmitting light to people. It's like sound and light are, you know, they're vibrations, right? They're all divinity. Kind of the beings that work with me, like I say source, but there's also beings as well. I see these beautiful, happy faces, want me to bring that more to help people remember who they are, but also to integrate it into body. Mm. So a particular way that has come to me like more in the past, say 3 years, is specifically around codes of light. And so that's it's a kind of light language, but it's more like I see it like computer codes, and people tell me they see like flashes of light or little digital kinds of things. Packets of light is another another phrase, and they are specifically coming through me to help our like the templates, the blueprints of our body to move along with our soul, our spirit's awakening. So the group that I work with in that is actually, they call themselves Elohim. Mm. They're an angelic group that what they show me is that they take the God energy of creation and make it into the blueprints. Like they are they bring things into form. And so that, presence, that realm, I guess, because it's not a being, that realm of the Elohim come through these light codes to help bring people's bodies into like the light, into 5D, from the 3D kind of separation and our illusion of it being all solid and that we can only change things on the physical level in our bodies. So that's what I got when we were talking about doing this, that we're to do that today.
I'm ready.
Okay, so first of all, I want you to visualize like what a 5D human body would be, is not in separation from source or from God. Like there's no separation. It would be fully connected to both earth and heaven, like above and below. And or would be, is, 5D body is. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, yeah. Is. Already is, already done. And it rises above everything in 3D. So those limitations of like where light is trapped in our body and we call it disease or injury or limitation, that actually doesn't exist in this 5D human body. So that's what we wanna like hold a vision of, that, that in truth, that's what our bodies are. And it's the separation that we think they're solid and that they're limited. And again, like those stuck places, you might want to think about places in your body that where energy feels really stuck. So maybe you have, you know, some kind of condition or injury or pain, or maybe it's systemic, to think of that as trapped light, because it is light. And so just take a moment to take your awareness to places in your body. These places where the light is trapped are holding your body back from ascending into 5D, into like that little water bug fully opening to its wings, its transformation of the body. So take some gentle breaths here and just notice that. And we're going to give some special attention to these places. So you can choose, let them come to you. More than choosing. So what we're going to do together collectively is create a heart light field. And in that we will have the light codes and activation come, but it's important for us to be in this field together is what I've been shown. So if you can bring your attention to the center of your chest, if you know your heart chakra or just what you call your heart, and allow yourself to feel the beautiful light that is there, that is you in your heart. You might see it like a glow or a flame, or you might feel it like a warmth. And if you don't get an image and sensation, just know it's there. Claim it, because it's, you're human. It's there. It's your essence, part of your essence. Now, the heart is a portal between third dimension and fifth dimension, because it's the fourth chakra. It holds that portal place. So we're going to move through the heart. So just take a breath with that, breathing into your heart. And then I invite you to breathe as if you were breathing up to above the top of your head, above your crown and above your head. So to a point that I call individuation point or transpersonal point, and breathing up your breath and the light that's in your heart. So like a column of light, which is also a fundamental part of our energy or spiritual anatomy. So you can access that. And then with your next breath out, breathe down from that place, down through your heart. And then down through the core of your body, out your base, out your root, down into the earth. You might need to take a breath in between here. And then bring that light from your heart all the way down to the core place in the earth where you have your own earth star. And your earth star, I've been shown, is actually part of our energy. So you, Lisa, every person listening, me, we all have, even people who are in separation, we all have our own earth star as part of our energy field. I'm reaching down to it there. And that place anchors us because we came here as souls into this beautiful planet. And so it's a place where we're supported, you know, by the mother, the great mother, Mother Earth. So see if you can feel that place of support. And when you have a sense of connecting there, breathe up from that Earth star all the way back up to your heart and out through your crown. So the idea would be that there's a column of light in your core going down to the core of the Earth and coming up to this point about arm's length above your body. So it's connecting you into heaven and Earth as you, and you're plugged in both places. Can you feel that? And it can be a steady flow up and down. Okay, so that's the first step. Second step, bring your attention to your heart again. And I want to invite us to imagine that all of us listening now and all of us listening in the future on replays, on YouTube, are connecting this light in our hearts to each other as if we're in a giant circle all around the globe. So let the light from your heart, it's not an effort, it's just allowing it to flow to the other people. You're not taking anything on, you're just allowing this divine light of your heart to flow so that there's an interconnection. It's like the outer rim of a wheel. And you don't need to make this happen. It's just allowing that intention so that we are all supporting each other. We're a community in this light, supporting each other to do this activation together. Together. One heart, one Earth. Okay, and now back to your heart with your focus. That will continue because in energy and spirit, we just have to open it and let it continue, letting this up and down column of light go, letting that circle around the community go. And then this is the third piece to do, is allowing that light in your heart to flow to a center point in our gathering. So again, as if there's like a hub of a wheel, and the light from your heart is like a spoke connecting to the hub. And in that center point is a massive column of light. And that's the Elohim. The Elohim are holding this space there. So we have now just created a heart light field. So all you have to do is ask and intend it. And just hold all that in your awareness. So now you can, if you feel like comfortable doing this, you can lightly place your hands on those places where you felt trapped light. If it's a whole systemic thing, you know, pick a place that represents it, or your heart's always a good overall place. But just put your hands on that place, and there will be a point here that we'll be especially focusing there. And then I have been invited to step into that column of light with the Elohim. And that's part of why a grid is important, because I am here in a human body. And so the grid of it being all of us. So I'm the representative of the community, and I'm the representative of the Elohim in this center place, in this large column of light, in a body. I'm an embodied representative. And so we're going to bring through my voice, my eyes, my energy, my hands, these codes of light, like packets of light, for this whole grid, this whole light, heart light field, and for each of us, into the blueprint of our physical body, the blueprint, the layers of the energy field, however you name that. So take a breath. And with your hands there, if you can kind of relax into it. If you don't feel comfortable doing this, then you're not going to allow it in. So there's no there's no risk factor. You know, if you're feeling a little bit only halfway, then it will only come halfway. If you're feeling like, oh, no, this is no, then it won't, you know. So it's as much as you open. So you have a choice there. So you could actually set your intention, like how much do you want to be open to receive this, these light codes. And take a nice big breath. So this is going to be sound, and it might sound weird to you. So just be in the space of receiving it as it's pure love. It's pure love. Like the Elohim, when I feel them, they're so, it's so beyond love that, so there's no danger, but sometimes the sounds get kind of weird. So just be forewarned. Okay. And so I'm stepping in with gratitude and reverence into that column of light of the Elohim right now. I'm stepping in. I'm letting my human body be present in it. So take a breath. Keep breathing. Nice slow breaths help this to come easily into you. And we can ask this to be easy and gentle in your body. Doesn't have to be dramatic. Gentle and easy so that your body can easily integrate. Oh, and also I'm being told to let you know that your body was chosen by your soul to inhabit it. So your body can handle your fully awakened being. There's no danger to it. In fact, it may be that your soul co-created your body. So they're meant to be together, this intersection, this melding. So what we're doing is allowing this, and it's meant to be. There's no harm to the body. You might notice some shifting, but it can be gentle, and it's meant to be. It's what you chose as a soul. So breathe deeply and allow these flows to come. There's a lot more coming. Take a big breath. And so now there's a special frequency that's coming for, especially for those places where you have that trapped light, a place that you call stuck or suffering or struggling in your body. Because this is these are the places that hold you back from really moving up. So there's a special focus of just real gentle but powerful, but specifically resonated for these places. It's feeling to me like a big washing, like waves washing. Let's see if that helps resonate you, helps you to open, to just be gentle, like let those hurting places really be loved and cleansed. Hey, Leko Pa, Papa, Padachimo, Shuma, 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 Ashima Shiba, Leka, K, Wushimalaka, Wushimalaka, O Makale, Kik, 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 Coco, they show me is pure love, like it's like the purest love. Coco. So that's pouring through for you. So open yourself to receive that love, that infinite beyond love that can just bring your body into such joy and wholeness and lift it out of limitation and struggle and separation. Coco, 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 take some big breaths. Energy is going to be moving through you, both in and out. Just allow it. It's part of why we did the getting your column of light set up and connection to the community so that it can just move and flow with ease. Doing some deep breaths help to anchor your awareness back. You might want to express gratitude. Even if you don't know what it means. And if it feels right to you, call whatever parts of your energy like are either out in the circle or in the center. It may be that it's to stay there, but if you feel like it's to come back to you, some of your signature, some of your energy, then call it back to you. We're not asking you to give anything away. And ask your sweet body and let it know that it can to continue to integrate and adapt gently over time in like in the timing and in the way that's for your greatest good. It's best for you. It'll be unique for every one of us because we are all unique. So with your eyes still closed, if they are, and your attention inward still, do a scan like of your body. Notice, like, does it feel different? Is there something that's shifting? Allow it to move. Move your shoulders, your back, feel your feet, and notice if there's, your body is sharing, communicating, speaking in its language of sensation and movement. And I'd suggest after this, you might make some notes of what you notice and keep track the next 3 days is what I'm hearing, of sensations and shifting that you notice. It will help you to remember and to honor that. And to celebrate your body for being willing and open to join in, in on this, because some of this is new to the 3D body. A lot of it is moving into these higher elevations. And that's why we're doing this as a community today on this very auspicious day. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Elohim, beautiful, beloved Elohim. So Lisa.
So amazing. So I have to tell you, gosh, those angels, you know, who came through so strong for me was Archangel Gabriel, actually. Came through really strong for me. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of stuck energy, throat, crown, third eye. Certainly a lot of, you know, static energy, interference energy with all that's going on in our world right now. And so just blew away. Like it was like poof, gone. I love it. But just that was incredible. Thank you. I mean, that's really just an incredible gift.
Huh. Archangel Gabriel, like for me, is the messenger. Like mm-hmm. So I call on that energy of Archangel when I have a message, like speak through me, speak to me, speak mm-hmm. through me. So that like that's beautiful that Archangel Michael came with your throat, like your communication, all of that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's amazing. Cause I feel like, you know, there's just, this is just a personal note for me, but I feel and have felt it's been kind of unfolding the last few weeks. I'm going to be a little bit more in this year. I've been neutral, I think would be the word to use. You know, I want to hold space for all places, but I do think going into 2021, I feel this calling to be a little bit more direct about the natural healer, specifically the natural female healer. And so I feel like there still was some residue from those lifetimes where my life was taken because I was a female healer.
Yeah.
And there's been some
I know fear. That one very well.
Yes. Well, yeah. And don't you think with the censorship, there's been some fear. Like, you know, I want to protect the platform. I want to protect our community. And so there was this clearing right now with Archangel Gabriel. So even your message is really starting to create more messages for me about Gabriel coming through is that clearing and that opening. To be able to communicate our truth as natural women healers. I mean, it's really beautiful. So thank you. What a gift. And oh my gosh, Eve says, and Eve's in Vancouver, by the way, she says, everything you're saying aligns with me. We must be from the same star family, Leslie. That's what Eve said. Janet, welcome, Janet. She said, thank you so much, Leslie. That was beautiful. Speak up and stand strong, which is Heather. She said, intense brought me to tears. So if you guys want to share, thank you so much. Keep sharing your experiences, or if you have questions, or if you want to share something that came up, I know that Leslie and I would love to hear it. For sure. So thank you. That was a gift, because really, I just feel so much lighter right now.
Well, interesting when you talked about this setting the tone for the rest of the series, right? I just kept hearing, this is why you're coming on the first day, is because it'll make it easier for everybody, because it's the body that when we have the human experience, that's often where it's like held back, and it like it's being invited to awaken and rise up, you know, like that. Those little bugs.
Yes. Well, and I love that you're bringing that up, because that's a lot of what our theme has been all year, is not denying your humanity, mm-hmm. that we need to be the conduits of the sacred light energies and these interdimensional forces in the angelic realms. We must be those conduits to bring it into Mother Earth so that she can receive. Everybody's just having such great stuff. On here, Sue says, thank you for that amazing energy, Leslie, light as a feather. So awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful.
I was once told when I was feeling like I'm all alone doing this, and I was feeling I needed to effort, you know, in my work as a healer. And I was told, you know what, you're the ground crew for this massive beings of light. So like they're with us. We're here in the body doing the physical work on earth. But we're not alone. Like, it's like, that's the role that we're playing with, mm-hmm. you know, the heavenly host or whoever they all are, right? Depends. Yeah. So yeah. That's that, like our being human and on earth is the thing with, that we're doing. We already are the other, right? We don't have to become anything else. It's like being who we truly are, remembering who we are and being that on earth in a body.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. So for those of you who are joining us, oneheartoneearth.net, you can still register. It's completely free. We will be live again at 2 p.m. So in an hour, we'll be live to do meeting of the mediums. We'll be doing live mediumship readings. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll be doing live clairvoyant readings. So we have some readings coming up for you guys after your healing, which I think is perfect. And then we'll be back on Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 7 Mountain Time. So it's going to be quite the week. Leslie, do you want to share one more time your website, anything you want to share so folks can connect with you?
So website is Heart Awakening, and I use .ca because I'm in Canada. So it's not .com, heartawakening.ca. So on there, I have some free gifts. I have a little video about light language. I have kind of my journey. I talk about transformational coaching. So that's a good place to go. My Facebook site is Heart Awakening Transformational Coaching and Energy Healing. The tag is actually Coaching into Awakening. And then the new project I'm involved in right now is the yourtruepowerbook.com. So that's a link, and you can get onto the page and order through either Amazon or Barnes and Noble an ebook pre-sales for $1. And then you get access to, if you fill out the form that that pops up on the landing page, to bonus calls from all of the 14 authors. And my particular one is called Befriending Your Body, which is, it's like another side of this. So it's more focused on the more human parts of bringing the spirit and the body intersection together, you know, to have a healthy, friendly relationship instead of being at odds.
I love it. We got so many great comments. Eve says, I felt tingling in my heart center and was fully connected to the beam of light, connecting to the upper grid and below that, the heart energy grid and other souls, as well as Elohim. Stephanie said, I saw a hummingbird cloud in the sky the day before the election. Hummingbirds are light as a penny and are adaptable, and their wings rotate in a figure eight rotation, moving in all directions. That's pretty cool. Erica says, yes, Leslie, Elohim came to me too in your sound chatter. I do that during meditation as well. You just validated my experience. Shalom.
Yes.
Go
for it.
Speak up and stand strong says, I literally feel my third eye in the center of my forehead. Crazy. Stephanie says, I felt a flutter in my heart when the meditation began. Susan Walter, who's going to be on later next week, says, thank you for the reminder. Jerry says, awesome. Thanks. And someone's, Heather says, I can't stop crying. Holy moly. So awesome. What a gift.
Beautiful.
So beautiful.
Thing. Yeah.
Well, Leslie, you're just a gift. And thank you so much for being on. And I do hope that you'll be on in the new year here. So we'll work that out later.
What you're doing is just so beautiful. It's so amazing. I'm very impressed, and I've only tapped into a little bit of it, and I'm blown away by what you're doing. So Lisa, thank you. And thank the community, the collective.
Well, you are well received. We love you so much. And I love each and every one of you. Marlena and I are going to be live on Instagram here in a minute doing some tarot readings. If you guys want to hop to Instagram at Buddhist Biohacker, and then I'll be back at 2 o'clock. I love everyone. And thank you, Leslie. Much love to you as well. And I will see everybody soon. Bye.
Bye.